COVID.
That's all we have heard for the last year and a half, and it's what we continue to hear every single day.
The pandemic has reshaped the world and irreversibly changed the lives of each of us.
This year, classes are back in person, things are finally transitioning back to what we used to deem as normal, or to some sort of new normal.
The pandemic is not over yet, and we're all still trying to understand what this all means.
However, for all that we have heard and read about these changes, we still need to rethink our narrative
and reflect more deeply about our days and nights, losses and gains, tears and smiles during these times.
These reflections take time
and require careful sifting through our memories, thoughts, and emotions alongside study of data and expert analysis.
We think, and we hope you will too, that analyzing the stories we are telling about the pandemic is important.
Understanding the ways in which different leaders and experts are trying to persuade us to think and behave differently about
or because of the pandemic will help to prepare us to face the unpredictable future ahead of us.
So, welcome to the Voices Through the Mask podcast, a production by students at Emory University and David Morgan's New Media Writing class.
We may need to speak through our mask to create this podcast,
but we think we've got useful things to say about where we've been and where we are headed.
The pandemic has brought upon unprecedented changes for all of us around the world. But as students, we can't help but notice how it is continually reshaping education. For the past year, we were forced to stay at home, moving from the classroom to our computers. While we have voiced our frustration with this new learning environment, sometimes we fail to see how our professors are equally struggling with this new education. More specifically, what was it like for language professors who had to suddenly transition from in-person classrooms to remote learning from their home country? Can this reimagined education potentially complement the traditional form of learning? Welcome to another installment of The Voices Through the Mask. This episode is specially brought to you by
Laurie Ye, Stella Zane,
Crystal Wang, and our special guest, Professor Eugene Cho, who is currently teaching Korean at Emory University.
Last year, I took her online Korean 101 and 102 course in China. It was very memorable because I needed to wake up early at 7:30 a.m. to speak and engage in that Korean class. I tried my best to stay focused and increase my participation. My Korean professor, Eugene, probably shared a similar experience teaching us Korean back in her home country.
So last year, I taught in Korea, but yes, it's my second year. So working from home, so I can say it's semi-working, but not really, because my work is consists of like giving the lecture, mm-hmm. but also I have to prepare for the lecture, and sometimes have to spend a lot of time grading, mm-hmm. and also I have to do some research for mm-hmm. my studies, but I mean, even before pandemic, I prefer working at home. Mm-hmm. So except teaching in the classroom, so I usually work at home. Mm-hmm. So for me, there is no difference. But,
I see.
Yeah, but for the to be more productive, you know, sometimes I also feel lazy.
Yeah.
So in the case I wear the clothes, I change the clothes, like I go to the school.
Yeah, I see.
And I make the to-do list, uh-huh. and I make certain missions, like until certain time, uh-huh. I will complete this work. Uh-huh. And yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, I think that's a good strategy.
Yeah, but usually, especially when I teach through Zoom, I wear the shirt but with pajama pants.
As Professor Eugene described, teaching online was a drastically different experience. With this new reality, there come some difficulties. One of the biggest challenges was to encourage students to speak Korean and gauge interest from their eyes.
Well, language class is not you convey the knowledge to student. Mm-hmm. It's interactive one, right?
Yeah.
So I have to encourage a student to use the target language, and I have to check whether they produce sentences using correct grammar features and with decent pronunciation.
Yeah, that's right.
However, in online class, it's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so students mostly become more passive about participation in
that's
the class.
Right.
And I also, it's hard for me to check their using the language. Mm-hmm. So it was the biggest challenge that how to make them use Korean a lot.
Mm-hmm. To make the class environment more lively, Professor Eugene turned to humor.
Online class, it seems students can easily distracted, or so I use a lot of humor, although they don't buy it,
yeah.
But I keep using it. Don't say yes because you never laugh at me.
I laugh.
But your face was straight. So. But yes, I try to be more humorous and more friendly.
On top of using humor to create a fun learning environment, these challenges prompt her to think about going back to the basics of education and reflect on what she expects from the student and, more importantly, what the student come here to learn about.
Since last year, the teaching I'm a student online,
mm-hmm.
So because of that difficulties, mm-hmm. I have to think a lot or concern a lot and how to improve it. So I had to go back to basic questions,
yeah.
Like with my lecture, what do I want to teach, or what do students want from my lecture?
Yeah.
And what I expect from the student after they take this course.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it a lot and trying to fulfill
mm-hmm.
their needs and my expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this was the biggest lesson, that go back to basic questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking the lessons she learned during a year of remote teaching, she returned to campus at the beginning of this fall. In this familiar yet different in-person classroom, she was surprised and hopeful to see immense improvement in student engagement.
But in this in-person class, when I come to the campus, so they are more passionate than I expected.
Uh-huh.
So like after the class, they ask questions a lot. I mean, not only related to the class,
uh-huh.
but like some phrases or some grammar features they caught from K-drama or K-pop.
Uh-huh.
And yes, and more participation is more active.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
I
was surprised at it. And students are like, really like babies, more cute.
According to Professor Eugene, a lot of this increased engagement has to be attributed to the nonverbal communication that happens constantly between the teacher and students in class.
Well, I think the biggest difference is commune with the student, and in in-person class,
mm-hmm.
it's more like you commune with student. So you share the like feelings in the class, like not just happy I said, but something is more difficult, I can just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So yes, that's the one big difference. And I prefer teaching in America in-person class,
mm-hmm.
because in-person class, I can more communicate with
mm-hmm.
students,
mm-hmm.
and I can see their progress more clearly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you can see our face, like student's face. Like you don't just feel like I'm sad. Like, in front of camera, like, I mean the
computer.
Yeah.
I'm actually happy. Really? I love your class.
Really?
Yeah, so I recommend to my friend.
Indeed, this transition from an online back to an in-person classroom revealed the importance of nonverbal communication and this interpersonal connection that we often neglect in educational settings. It was the pandemic that amplified these basic communication tools and the energy linking the student and teacher that we're so used to seeing in classrooms.
We want to give a very special thanks to Professor Yujin Cho for joining us on this episode of Voices Through the Mask. And thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a good day. Until next time.